CT Democrat introduces 50% tax on ammunition. By A.W.R. Hawkins on February 5, 2019. Connecticut State Representative Jillian Gilchrist, D13th, is pushing a 50% tax on ammunition purchases in her state. Gilchrist is willing to exempt police and military personnel from the impost, but homeowners worried about defending their lives and those of their families get no such break. In fact, Gilchrist questions how much ammunition a homeowner needs to carry out a viable defense. She tweeted, "I'm hearing pushback about the need to protect one's home. But how much ammunition does someone really need to do that?" Gilchrist equated taxes on ammunition with taxes on cigarettes, claiming both are examples of a public health measure. Gilchrist did not mention that a tax on ammunition makes self-defense cost prohibitive for poor Americans. She readily admits that under her plan, a $10 box of ammunition would cost $15, but she does not connect the dots to understand that most ammo is far higher than $10 to begin with. So the price increase resulting from her proposed tax would, in many cases, be much greater than $5. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.